Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you an in-depth look at prospecting. Specifically, I'm responding to a direct message I received on Twitter from a salesperson who was wondering how exactly to follow up with leads after they've been generated. So this sales tip is called How to Build Rapport with a Lead. First, let me tell you how his leads came about. He was using some web tools that tell who's been on your site, what pages they visited, how long they stayed. He was getting good engagement on his website, proving that his visitors were interested in his content, but they weren't buying anything or scheduling any appointments, so he wasn't making any money from this interest. So what we're going to talk about today is outbound follow-up to inbound communications. Now, some of you aren't full-time salespeople, so you may not understand inbound and outbound. So for those of you who are in that particular situation, let me familiarize you with some of the sales terminology. Inbound sales is when a prospective client contacts you for information about your offerings. And outbound is where you initiate the contact between yourself and a person who may be interested in your offerings. If someone is reading information on your website, that is an inbound communication. But your prospect is keeping the ball in their court. They're not telling you their name or necessarily. They're not calling you and getting you engaged with them as they search through your materials. They're just looking for information. They may be interested in buying, or they may just be doing their research. And as the seller, you can't be sure whether they found everything they needed, whether they went and bought someplace else, or whether they're still in the market. So you need an opportunity to speak with them to see if there's a sales opportunity there. So this is a lead. The information that you're getting from your web tools is just a lead. And we want to follow up on this lead. Now, let's call this salesperson in this case, let's call him Twitter Guy so that we can remember who we're talking about. Twitter Guy had a lead, and he had been taught really to wait for the prospect to buy or to call him, not to engage in any outbound activity to follow up with the prospect. So in essence, he'd been taught to take orders rather than to engage in sales activity. Now, you guys know that I've done research, at least on my demographic, to find out what's okay in terms of sales activity, what makes prospects comfortable or uncomfortable with the salesperson. And one of the things that I learned from a real estate developer I interviewed is that business people are not uncomfortable with salespeople using analytics to discover their needs and then calling to pitch them those services. It's because the business person is looking for a way to solve a problem. In other words, they have a problem and they're looking for a solution to it. So if you have the solution, they're not uncomfortable with your calling them to discuss it. It doesn't mean you're going to get a sale, but it does mean that you're not being an annoyance. You're not bothering anyone. They're happy to take that call. At least most of them are, right? There are some people who will be annoyed. And that's why salespeople don't like to make the calls. So what can I do to eliminate the discomfort and hesitancy that salespeople feel about calling folks without an appointment? What you want to do is to try to reduce the probability of early rejection. The way to do that is to start with prospects that are within your natural pockets, that are within your base. I call that natural pockets. So my base as a female business owner of color is women business owners and then people of color. So if I had a lead list, I would start with those people who are easier for me to make a connection with, who I have some natural similarities with. So I'd start with them. And the reason I'm starting with them is because I want to have some successes early to get me in a better mood for the rest of the calls that I need to make. And the second thing about these calls is that they are not sales calls. A sales call is when you have an appointment. This kind of call, when you're following up with a lead, is really to establish rapport, to build a relationship. You know, so I call those contacts with whom I have these natural similarities and introduce myself, state that I understand that they may be in the market for XYZ, whatever service it is that they were looking at on the internet, and that I have that type of offering. And I wanted to see if it's a fit, see if we're a fit, see if, you know, get to know them and what their buying cycle is like, what their needs are, and would it be okay for us to have a short conversation? And you'll get a mix of responses to that. Some of them will tell you they already bought. Some of them will tell you to go fly a kite. But most of them will be glad you called because they're still, they were searching for a product or service that they need, and they're still looking. And if you have the solution, they're interested in hearing about it. A few of them will sometimes just want to help you out once they get to know you during this phone call. You find something that you have in common with them during this phone call. And if it's your natural pocket, that's generally pretty easy to do. And then they like you a little bit. They have this budget to disseminate anyway. Why not to you? And then they'll try to work with you to give you a sales opportunity. After you finish with your base, the people, your natural pockets, you're going to want to perhaps reach out to the other leads that your prospecting tools generated. The good thing is now you're in a great mood because you've had some successes or at least some friendly conversations. So you're feeling good about yourself and your offering and you're feeling yourself, you know. So you call them up and that confidence comes through the phone. So someone who might not have been open to you early on might be now because of this fantastic energy that you're giving off. So with these other people who are outside your base, you want to try to find the ones who are most likely to do business with you. And that might be based on the number of pages they viewed on your site, or the amount of time they spent on your site, or the number of visits they made to your site. That may show a stronger interest and a readiness to buy, perhaps. So you want to reach out to them next and go through the same thing. It's still a call to introduce yourself, to introduce your product or your service. You don't have to give them any details on how you found out, what the web tools told them, because that may make someone uncomfortable. I don't think that ordinary consumers realize how much information is gathered by, you know, Facebook or Amazon or whomever you're using, Google, to get your web information. So just say that you understand that they use the type of service or product that you have and then go from there. Don't go into how the web tool gave you all of this information about them. So to summarize, once you have a lead, you want to build rapport by reaching out first to people within your base, your natural pockets, and then to others. And when you reach out, you don't want to say, hey, do you want to buy my product? I hate when people do that. Email me or call me and say, hey, this is what I sell. Do you want to buy? No. Hi, I'm Siobhan Jones. I'm from Sales for Lawyers. I understand that you book speakers for professional development conferences, and I wanted to introduce myself and give you an opportunity to get to know me and to find out more about your organization and the conferences that you book. Can we have a short conversation along those lines? That kind of outbound communication is necessary to capture some of the leads that you otherwise would not capture from your web tools alone. They're not going to do a chat. They're not going to just buy. And so their inbound communication to you is not going to result in a sale. You need to do a little bit of work to get the sale on an outbound basis. So that's the tip. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Until next time.